Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
Finally on the program tonight, markets and company news. It's a Thursday evening. That means Simon Brown from Just One Lap. Simon, let's start off with a broad perspective. The market, I think, generally shrugging off negative aspects of yesterday's budget. Market slightly higher in late trade, being led by financials and resources.
Evening, Jeremy. Yeah, and the Rand as well. I mean, the Rand moved a few cents during the budget speech, but for the Rand, that's just another Wednesday. It really was a bit of a non-event, and I think partly because of the drama around the postponed budget 3 weeks ago. We got the VAT increase, but a lot lower than the initial proposed 2%. The DA says they're not going to support it. Technically, the ANC can still get it across the line and get a vote on it. Time will tell. Obviously, the debate process now starts. But it wasn't a budget that sort of knocked it out the park or completely collapsed. It wasn't a fundamental horror show. It wasn't a great budget, but it wasn't the worst in the world. But it also didn't, you know, kind of, my sense is it lacks sort of, I don't know, sparkly innovative ideas on how we're going to get ourselves out of a low growth environment. I mean, if we could do, the minister's proposing sub 2% growth, if we were doing 4% growth, these challenges would all melt away with increased revenue for the Treasury as a result of that increased growth.
Not to put too happy a face on it, but many economists quoted today saying that if you look carefully, it does contain some measures to foster economic growth and also maintain fiscal discipline. And those are the two pillars that the economy absolutely needs at this point.
Correct. And you know, the big numbers, a trillion for infrastructure. We know how desperately that's needed, particularly in power and water, our roads, a lot of talk around that. But also, Jeremy, a lot of things around sort of, you know, people are saying it's an anti-poor budget. The 0.5% VAT, sure, but no increase in the fuel levy. Poor people spend disproportionately on transport and food. But on food, you've got the flexibility. Transport, you haven't. The old age grant going up, was it 130 Rand? I mean, that usually goes up 10, 20 Rand. That was a significant chunk as well. So I don't think it was as horror a budget, as you point out, as many sort of said at the time.
One big company result out today, Standard Bank, a 4% rise in full-year headline earnings. The bank says underpinned by continued growth in its balance sheet. Also, lower credit impairment.
Yeah, credit impairments down. That definitely is the what we've seen across the board with all of the big banks. And I must say, I am surprised, pleasantly so, by the speed at which credit impairments have come down. And that's obviously the banks during the higher interest rate environment were lending more carefully. I mean, absolutely they were. We've seen that in consumer data that has come out over the last couple of years. That stood them in very good stead. None of them got their credit impairments too high a level, and now they're sort of the sub 1% level. Return on equity really good as well, and the big number for them perhaps was a nice little increase in the dividend. But it is, and if you read the commentary and you read their forward-looking statements, it is tough out there. They don't expect it to get a lot less tough anytime quick. It's going to be, you know, sort of, they say, mid to high single-digit growth going forward in the next couple of years.
And this is the red flag, particularly in terms of consumer growth, because growth in loans and advances muted at 2%, says the commentary. You can put that into perspective. And here's the rub, though, lower consumer affordability. That's unlikely to change, particularly given the VAT announcement.
Absolutely. And it is, it's almost like that vicious circle. So people can't get loans, and particularly from an institution, you know, recognized institution within, not the loan sharks that are out there, not the payday loans, which are excessively more expensive. They can't get that because of bad credit. They then potentially default. They perhaps go and get expensive loans. That sees their credit sort of worsen even more. And it is, I mean, I said a moment ago, the banks had been careful with their lending. It stood the banks in good stead, but it has hurt the consumer. And, you know, we've had, what, a year of decreasing interest rates almost now. It'll be 9 months of rates coming down. We had the two-pot money late last year. We've had lower inflation. But the consumer balance sheet in South Africa is under such pressure that it isn't improving at a rate. It's going to take a while for that to really start to pick up. And we must always remember that cuts to interest rates or increases, as the case may have been in prior years, that can take up to 18 months to fully work its way through the economy. So the South African consumer remains in a tight spot.
But in contrast, the corporate lending up by 5%, and it's back to more investment in energy and infrastructure.
Yeah, energy and infrastructure, the biggie, and particularly after the budget speech of yesterday from the finance minister. Our corporates are, I suspect there's kind of two sets of corporates in the economy right now. The one who are absolutely under the cosh and barely surviving, skating bankruptcy and business rescue processes. The others who kind of like shrugged and said, you know what, it's been tough for 5 years, 10 years, 15 years of low growth, higher taxation, moderately high inflation at points, rates and the like. And those businesses that have come through have really fixed their balance sheets. They really fixed their businesses. They got rid of non-core businesses. They've spent on CapEx. We've seen a number impact cap. Both in the last little while had results spending on CapEx, increasing production capacity at some of their plants. The businesses that have sort of survived, I would never say thrived, but certainly survived over the last many, many years, are well positioned and you know, looking for loans from the banks and got the balance sheets that can support it.
Simon, I think we've spoken about this before, but education is not a bad place to be in at the moment. There's a trading update from Advitech, and it expects a headline earnings per share to rise between 13% and 18% for the year to end December. It illustrates to me that there's a hunger for education beyond the broader state system. And if you're in this place and in it successfully, there's money to be made.
Absolutely. And we must remember Advitech does both school and tertiary. They've also got some colleges out in East Africa, which gives them some sort of non-South Africa exposure there as well. But also if we contrast it to the Cura results of last week, and Cura, of course, is schools, no tertiary. Cura was finding it quite tough going. Bad debts were up. Learner numbers were essentially flat, maybe slightly down. Advitech on the other side, that's a really strong number, 13 to 18%. But it does, Jeremy, tie into your point that if a family can afford to spend on the education for their kids, they absolutely will. And I think Advitech's running a number of different brands across both schools and tertiary, and that gives them perhaps some better flexibility. And I think tertiary really is, we see the numbers every January, February, the number of applications into university versus the number of seats that are actually available. There are literally hundreds of thousands of young South Africans who, regardless of their ability to afford it or the quality of their marks, just can't find a space, and Advitech steps perfectly into that.
And just a final one, let's just focus on the property market very quickly. Growthpoint, growing its distribution, it says, and upbeat about the REIT sector.
Absolutely. And you know, the growing the distribution, we've seen slight upticks in distribution sort of after the pandemic lows. But this was a really good set of numbers. They're positive about the space. They're noting that the worst is behind in the office space. It's not booming by any stretch, but it's no longer deteriorating, which it has been, I mean, pretty much since even, frankly, pre-pandemic and the work from home. The V&A, obviously their crown jewel, they own half of that, with the PIC owning the other half. That doing incredibly well from them. But they also saw Hyprop out this morning, and they've got some of the sort of more upmarket malls dotted around the country, and they had really good numbers, sort of top end of their guidance. So we're certainly seeing some pickup in the REITs, and that after the sector did, about 35% returns last year. So kind of the market was right about the anticipated better space for real estate investment trusts.
And that's where we'll leave it for this Thursday. Simon Brown, talk next week from Just One Lap.
Hot Business on Hot 1027 with MoneyWeb.
And that's where we're going to leave Hot 1027 Business with MoneyWeb for this evening. We're back on Monday at 6 o'clock. Good night. Thank you for listening, and stay invested.
Hot Business on Hot 1027 with MoneyWeb.